Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Big week for Standard Kitchens. Got three of their grand reopenings at three of their six locations this week. So check them out on standardkitchens.com, and you can see what's going on there. But a lot of great specials, a lot of promotions, and if you're in the market for a new kitchen, great time to check them out. But Barbecue Bob, are we ready for some football? I mean, we are in the fall. This Thursday when I woke up, it was like in the early 40s. And, you know, so it's been a little bit nicer this weekend. But at the end of the day, I think there's a little snap in the air, and fall is maybe here.
That's right. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. We're the Smoky Show on the radio. And you can check out our website. It's under construction right now, so pardon the ugly front. But you can still hit the menu bar and get to all the recipes and all the links. All our sponsors are on it. And there's lots of good resources there. You can podcast this show. We'll send it right to your phone. And that's really easy, and it's free. We don't charge a thing.
Right.
We need to get our producer in on this conversation for a minute here because he's a big sports guy. We're broadcasting out of ESPN 961 in Grand Rapids. And, of course, we're coming to you on whatever station you're listening to us on. But it's Magica Radio. Mr. Yeah. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, is here.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Hey, how did football start off this week?
Well,
were you happy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, high school started not too long ago in the Michigan area last week.
Yeah.
And I know across the country it started even earlier.
Right.
So college football also started last week as well. So this would be week two this weekend of college football.
And are you playing any brackets?
I do have fantasy football. I have one team. The NFL started on Thursday.
Right.
And also we got games on Sunday as well with a full slate. So it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay, so I was talking to a buddy the other day, and he got involved in this like national fantasy thing. You put in $1,000 and
so like DraftKings or something like that.
I don't remember the name of it, but he said he could win $50,000 quite easily per month.
I think it's like DraftKings.
Yeah,
it's
and you can't get in it now.
Fantasy.
It's already started.
Right.
So.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, but it's like wow, $1,000 could get you 50. That's way better than a lotto.
Go to Vegas, so same thing, baby.
Well, that's what led to the conversation.
Right,
he wants me to go to Vegas with him.
Right.
Listen, dude, I did some thighs. And I on my grill the other night, and I picked up some of this spice from when I was in the Keys in February, and it's I can't think of the name of it right now. I did put it on Instagram. You can check me out on Instagram if you like. But there's some pretty good video footage of it. It was so spicy, and I did those stuffed jalapenos that I was talking
about. Right, with the olive in the end. Yeah.
So I had this hot chicken. And then what happened is I left those jalapenos in the bag stuffed until a couple nights ago because I just didn't have time when I was up camping to use them, and there were so many
sissies. It happens, right, so many other things to eat.
There were so many sissies camping with me, just like me eating them. So I don't know if they got stronger and bolder, but they were the hottest jalapenos I've ever eaten. I had one, and I was crying.
Really? And you like hot stuff?
I do. Right. So I don't know if they get stronger. If you know, send us a note on Facebook or Twitter. I'm a Grilling Guy on Twitter. Of course, it's the Grilling Guys on Facebook. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, just look for, I don't even know my name. I'll find it and I'll tell you.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a little cooking as well. I give away some charity barbecues to help people raise money for great causes. And various people buy those and then they call me and I deliver them. But the difference is this, our sponsor, Jan Lehman, from Standale Lumber, they sold their company, but Jan had purchased a barbecue from me at a charity auction, and she wanted chicken breasts, and I always just cringe when I have to do chicken breasts on the grill. So I was smoking up some pork butts for her as well. So I marinated them in it's a marinade called Mr. Yoshida's, and I have to buy it
you
online.
Like that stuff.
I can't find it, and it's a teriyaki base kind of marinade, but you don't want to use it too long. It was in there maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I got these big Amish chicken breasts. There were only 7 breast halves in 10 pounds. These things were monstrous, but they were like 2.5 inches thick at the thick end, right? So I was a little nervous about making sure to get them done. So what I decided to do was put them on the smoker for a couple hours, and I brought them up to 160 internal temperature, and they turned out perfect. When you slice them, the juice was just running out of them.
Nice.
But it was a slow cook, and the marinade was obviously doesn't penetrate much on a chicken breast, but it was enough to give it flavor. They weren't dry. I was really pleased how they turned out, but I was almost out of coal in the smoker, and I didn't want to light it up with another load. And so they cooked it like 225 is all. It took them a little bit longer, obviously, hour and a half, 2 hours to get done. But, man, were they good. They turned
Sounds
out,
like you put in just the perfect amount of charcoal.
Yeah, exactly, right. When the food was done, the heat was done too, sure. Exactly.
So how do you know if you have too many social media platforms when you don't know your name on them?
Right.
So if you go to Instagram, I'm at grillinguy_Bob. Grillinguybob underscore in between them. So I'm not paying attention to our Facebook page anymore. I hope you do something.
Yep.
Because
once in a while we get a hit. Yep.
Because I'm not – I got off Facebook. I dumped it.
Right.
And I like Instagram better because I can post things and I don't get caught up in people's trashy politics and arguments about what school went to.
One might believe that you might start a fire or two when you talk about politics.
Oh, and I did, but it's addicting.
Yeah.
It's addicting. So I'm happy to be away from Facebook.
Yeah, well, our governor just banned the use of the vaping, so that was addicting too. So maybe no vaping and no Facebook, and
Nurmicos
have a happier household.
There you go.
Right? Now that works.
Beer of the week is from Siciliano's. This week it's Oro de Tantos, and it's from Greenbush. And Greenbush is an awesome, awesome brewery. They're down in Bridgman, Michigan. And we had them on the show during a winter beer fest, the first winter beer fest we were on. And I remember tasting their beer saying, these guys are going to be a success. Well, they own the town of Bridgman now. There's 3 facilities downtown, and I don't think there's anything else left in that little town other than a gas station. But Greenbush, huge success. I'm going to say Oro de Tantos, of course, again from Siciliano's. This is like a Mexican-style beer.
It's a lager.
And it is a lager, and it is also a session. It's 4.5.
Which is nice.
So I'm kind of liking it. I might like it better with a lime.
Right.
And it's not skunky like you know what.
Right. Exactly. And the other thing is our friends at Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive, west side of Grand Rapids, let you make your own 6, 12, or case, whatever
yes.
you want. Each of these beers are priced at an individual price. This particular one, $1.79 each.
That's right.
Great deal for a nice light lager that you could drink a few of these and not get in too much trouble.
Not too bad. So I was camping up in Manistee National Forest with that big group.
Right on Lake Michigan. Yeah, yeah.
And I brought up a couple of these giant porterhouse from that cow I bought out of Mount Pleasant. And
You must really like these people sharing your giant porterhouse.
No, I it was for me and Maureen.
Oh, okay.
although they do everything community style. It's like a commune. They're kind of commune kind of people.
Sounds like you're up there with a bunch of libs, dude.
Yeah, it is. So
that's not your style.
I know.
I'm not being negative. I'm
They're
just
nice
saying
people.
That is not your style.
They're nice people. I don't talk about stuff I really care about. Other than this porterhouse. No, trust
Let
me.
Let him finish,
Trust
right?
me, I brought a bunch of meat. I brought Sobeys Parkside Kielbasa. And,
oh, good stuff. Man.
And they're all about taking your food.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was like it was a welfare program.
You know, they like to be supported. I get it.
But this porterhouse was so gorgeous. I think I have it on Instagram as well. You can check it out. It's grillinguy_Bob on Instagram. Check out some of these videos I put out because... this meat thing on the fire, I think it's going to catch on.
Yeah. Coming up next, a little bacon candy. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I got your number. I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man. You got a song. The boy. boys of four.